OPNAV Instruction 6000.1 Charlie, Navy Guidelines Concerning Pregnancy and Parenthood. Copyright Navy BMR.com. Enclosure 1. Chapter 1. 1. Who are responsible for ensuring every effort is made that pregnant servicewomen are not subjected to harassment, imposition of personal opinions, or infringement of legal rights? Commanding Officers. 2. Which forms must be signed by single parents and dual military service members to appoint a guardian for their children? NAVPERS 1740/6 and NAVPERS 1740/7. 3. Service members ordered to overseas duty should be counseled concerning a command's decision to sponsor or not sponsor their family member per which article of NAVPERS 15560 Delta. Article 1740-010. 4. Commanding officers shall advise servicewomen that requests for separation due to pregnancy will not normally be approved. In those cases where extenuating circumstances exist, requests for separation should be submitted prior to which week of pregnancy to allow appropriate separation dates to be determined. 20th. 5. Weight standards exceeded during pregnancy through how many months postpartum are not cause for adverse fitness reports or evaluations. 6. 6. Commanding officers shall authorize, if requested, a pregnant servicewoman to occupy off-base housing and be paid basic allowance for housing up to which week of pregnancy. 20th. 7. Who are responsible for ensuring the privacy of the servicewoman while at the same time safeguarding both her welfare and that of the unborn child? Healthcare professionals. Hotel Charlie Papa's. 8. Servicewomen shall notify their commanding officer or officer in charge of a pregnancy as soon as possible, but no later than how many weeks after diagnosis? 2. 9. What is responsible for providing guidance to medical departments on criteria for requesting occupational health consultation and will also provide reproductive hazard guidance on request or when indicated? Navy Environmental Health Center. 10. What is responsible for developing, maintaining, and promulgating policy regarding the medical management and medically related administrative issues concerning pregnant servicewomen? Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED. 11. What is responsible for ensuring training in sexually responsible behavior is conducted for officer and enlisted accessions? Naval Education and Training Command, November Echo Tango Charlie. 12. After confirmation of pregnancy, a pregnant servicewoman shall be exempt from the physical readiness program during pregnancy and for how many months following the delivery? 6. 13. Pregnant servicewomen shall be exempt from standing at parade rest or attention for longer than how many minutes? 15. 14. Pregnant servicewomen shall be exempt from lifting more than how many pounds? 25. 15. Which week of pregnancy must pregnant servicewomen be placed in a light duty status until term unless clinical circumstances otherwise indicate? 36. 16. How many weeks at a maximum can light duty be prescribed for those servicewomen having completed CONLV who are ready to report to the command but can work only part-time? 2. 17. How many minutes of rest every 4 hours shall be allowed during the last 3 months of pregnancy to include sitting in a chair with her feet up? 20. 18. During the last 3 months of pregnancy, the servicewoman shall be limited to a work week no longer than how many hours in duration? 40. 19. The pregnant servicewoman may be exposed to applicable permissible exposure limits to radio frequency radiation in range of 3 kHz to which frequency? 300 GHz. 20. Which reference contains specific Navy procedures for managing declared pregnant radiation workers? NAVMED PAPA-5055. 21. How many months following delivery are all transfer and temporary additional duty assignments deferred? 12. 22. Pregnant servicewomen may be assigned in the continental United States without restriction, provided they don't have to fly after which week of pregnancy? 36. 23. No servicewoman may be assigned overseas or travel overseas after the completion of which week of pregnancy? 28. 24. Pregnant servicewomen will not be assigned to units that are deploying during the period from the 20th week of pregnancy through how many months after the servicewoman's expected date of delivery and any additional deferment time as determined by HCP? 12. 25. Servicewomen deferred from overseas transfer due to pregnancy will have their projected rotation date adjusted to remain at their current duty station until how many months after delivery? 12. 26. Pregnant servicewomen stationed at an overseas duty station without available housing or adequate OB care will be reassigned prior to which week of pregnancy? 20th. 27. Servicewomen with pregnancies that existed prior to entrance or certified during initial training shall be denied entrance or discharged as unqualified for military service per which article of NAVPERS 15560 Delta? Article 1740-020. 28. Pregnant servicewomen may remain on board up to which week of pregnancy? 20th. 29. A pregnant servicewoman shall remain on board if the time for medical evacuation to a treatment facility capable of evaluating and stabilizing OB emergencies is less than how many hours? 6. 30. Which reference discusses the considerations and requirements in regard to pregnant flight personnel? OPNAV Instruction 3710.7 Tango. 31. Pregnant flight personnel may be waived to permit flight in transport, maritime, or helo-type aircraft with a cabin altitude of less than how many feet? 10,000. 32. Medical evacuation methods will not be used for pregnant servicewomen unless directed by whom? Medical officer. 33. What is responsible for reassigning pregnant servicewomen who are medically evacuated? NAVPERS-COM. 34. Servicewomen with uncomplicated pregnancies should continue to perform an individualized exercise program that incorporates regular mild to moderate exercise in sessions of 30 minutes duration at least how many times or more times per week during the pregnancy? 3. 35. What may be utilized for those requiring extraordinary time in an OB quarters status? Medical Holding Company, Mike Hotel Charlie. 36. How often at a minimum must pregnant servicewomen requiring extended bed rest who do not reside in the barracks be seen by their OB-HCP? Weekly. 37. OB-HCPs must notify the commanding officer for patients placed in OB quarters status greater than how many hours and noted on her OB medical record. 72. 38. Which reference provides guidance on the use of DOD-appropriated funds for performing abortions? BUMED Instruction 6300.16. 39. Which reference states that servicewomen are not authorized to provide surrogate pregnancy services? SECNAV Instruction 1000.10 alpha. 40. Commanding officers may approve the wear of maternity uniforms up to how many months from the date of delivery based on medical officer diagnosis and/or recommendations. 6. 41. Which reference outlines the policy for application to government housing for single pregnant servicewomen to set up housing in preparation for the baby? DOD 4165.63-MIC. 42. Former servicewomen lose entitlement to all civilian OB care at military expense upon receipt of a discharge certificate unless qualified for which program? TAMP. 43. How many days after separation from active duty must continued health care benefit program benefits be purchased? 60. 44. How many month increments may continued health care benefit program benefits be purchased in? 3. 45. What is the maximum duration of continued health care benefit program benefits? 2 years. 46. The service secretaries, under special administrative authority, allow former servicewomen who separate under honorable conditions and are pregnant to receive maternity care for that pregnancy up to how many weeks following delivery in MTFs on a space available basis? 6. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.